101.9 FM.
Oh, that Spider-Man is the worst. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, just music from here and there. And this cue button, it's jam. Oh, here we go. Oh, it sounds great. Anyways, there's a button here that was stuck, and now it's great. This music, I'm going to be playing stuff from mostly from this town until for the next hour. And then there's going to be a rerun of an old program where a band came on the show and played a live set. In this case, there's a band that came in a couple years ago. They're called Shadows, and you'll get to hear that at a little bit after 10 o'clock. But until then, here we go. It's a bit of music from a local band. They're called Juvenile Hall. This is a song called Pizza Party from the album Magazine Collage.
Shake it on.
That is a band from Abbotsford / Vancouver called Bertha Cool. That is a song called Secret Frequencies. Bertha Cool is one of the last bands, the last band pretty much to play at the Sioux Shop. That happened back in last year, end of October. That's when the Sioux Shop got shut down I don't know if they did any more crazy shows after that, but officially, I think that was one of the last bands to play at that show. Nice band, as I said, Bertha Cool from BC, Abbotsford. They started in Abbotsford, I think they're still there. And the name of the band is, I think, based on a bunch of detective novels. One of the detectives in the novels. It's a bunch of books written by someone named A.A. Fair. The series of books, various things. There's two detective. One is called Bertha Cool, and the other one is called Donald Lamb. And they are both kind of like, I never read it, but according to the summary, it's the duel of a bunch of two detective that doesn't necessarily follow the rules kind of thing. And it's written back in the 30s, 1930s. There you go. Before that, I played Duchess Says. They are from Montreal. And I played something from the last full-length album they put out. And that record is called In a Fung Day Tea. So that's how it's going. And it doesn't make any sense. I don't know what it means. I'm sure there's a reason behind it. It's, to me, just a bunch of words. Maybe if you say it really fast, it's something else. Anyways, they are, yes, as I said, from Montreal. That album came out like 3 years ago, so it's been a while. They were pretty big. They have seen them a couple times at all the festivals. They do really well for themselves. Played at South by Southwest two years ago, I'm going to say. And also a tour with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs back in 2009. When the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the huge band that they are, toured the United Kingdom. And before Duchess Says, I played two local bands, Young Mums, with a song called Cobra. The band's no longer with us, I believe. Broke up about a year ago, I think. And Juvenile Hall, who's still around, I hope. Pizza Party is the name of the song. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'll be with you for a little bit more. And now I'm going to play something new. There is a band from Vancouver called Fantasy Prom. They just very, as of, I don't know, today, there's going to be a release coming out. And there's a preview of some of the songs that's been put out. And I am going to play for you some songs from a record called Swirl. Fantasy Prom is playing a show in a couple weeks on February the 19th, which is a Wednesday at the... where is the show? Well, with a bunch of bands. They're playing with Village, OK Vancouver, OK, and Philosopher Raptor. And I'm trying to figure out... Actually, I never... It's Astorino, my guess is. Doesn't seem to say. Presented by Save Amp, blah, 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 blah. I think I need to. Anyways, I'll tell you after this. I'll play some of the songs from Fantasy Prom and maybe some of the other bands too, because if you've listened to the show, I do play a few Village tracks here and there and a lot of Velociraptors and OK Vancouver, OK. Maybe I will put in some of that for you, but let's get started with some brand new Fantasy Prom. Very, very familiar to me. It's like a 90s. It's good. I enjoy it. This is a good song. This is called Like I Care.
Reaching my eyes. February 7th, come see punk legends DOA at the Rickshaw. It's the release party for DOA's new live album, Welcome to Chinatown. It's going to be a wild night as DOA welcomes special guests, the Ford Pier Vengeance Trio, Aging Youth Gang, the return of Mr. Plow, and introducing Jenny from Calgary. See Canada's top punk band DOA Friday, February 7th at the Rickshaw. Tickets at Zulu, Red Cat, Scrape, High Life, Neptune, and Northern Tickets. More info, go to www.suddendeath.com.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
That is a cover of a Thrush Hermit song by the band The Establishment. The song is called The Day We Hit the Coast. Thrush Hermit from Halifax back in the early 90s. The Establishment from Halifax back in the early 2000s. So it's a young band covering an older band. The Establishment is no longer around. It broke up ages ago. Been in the scene in Halifax for almost a decade, playing a lot of shows, but no one's, I don't know, I've rarely ever heard of them. They put out like one album and didn't really do much, I don't think. I didn't even know if they ever left the city. But apparently some of the members are in other bands and also doing things like being on college radio. So good for them. The Establishment with a song called The Day We Hit the Coast, which was originally done by Thrush Hermit. Before that, I played four songs from a show that is happening on February 19th, and I checked. It is at the Astorino, which is in Venables, and the commercial. So I played some Velociraptor from the latest record they put out last year, Stop Ruining Fun, One of These Days, from that very nice album. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Played a couple songs from that throughout the years. Well, throughout the year, I guess, or less. And before that, I played some OK Vancouver OK, also a very fantastic album. Food, Shelter, Water. And I played a song called I Want Children to Swim in a River They Can Drink From. The way OK Vancouver Okay did it, the album cover for that record, it's an LP, it's a vinyl. He went out and took pictures of a lot of people that was important to him in the album and such that helped him throughout his musical life. And he put pictures of people's faces on the cover of the record. Very, very nice of Jeff and Okay Vancouver Okay. And before that, I play some Village from a 7-inch, I believe, called Stranger's Thoughts that they put out. And also starting off the set with Fantasy Prom, Like I Care is the name of the song from a soon-to-be-released record, I believe, called Swirl. Very nice song, and like reminds me a lot of a little bit of Lush, obviously, and like maybe some Sonic Youth-y kind of riffs, but not as loud, but maybe the softer songs. Good track, playing, as I was saying, February the 19th, all four of those bands in the same venue at Astorino's, which is a Wednesday, so go check it out. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, as you can hear me type, from Vancouver. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, CITR.ca, blah, 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 all that stuff. I'm gonna, because I play some Thrush Hermit cover, I'm actually gonna play an actual song from Thrush Hermit because I can and I have time. This is from the record Sweet Home Wrecker, released back in 1997. What song do I? Let's do good old fashioned. I thought there would be another song that I can play, but no, it's not. Let's do North Dakota. It's always good. Here we go, North Dakota, which is one of my most been to state in the United States of America. That's my only link there. Here you go.
Separate Aw, yeah. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at...
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Bread House. Canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery.
And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
That is Doldrums with a song called Abnormally of the record Lesser Evil. How did that fit in that set? Well, I played also in that set some Spiral Beach. They were a band from Toronto, and that band has since disbanded. They broke up about 3 years ago, and Mr. Eric Woodhead, which is also Doldrums, is in the band Spiral Beach. And another member from the band Spiral Beach also moved on to become, I forgot which instrument now, play a certain instrument in another Toronto, big Toronto band called Austra. So there you go. Spiral Beach, I played a song from them called Scour and Devour from the record The Only Really Thing. That came out in 2009, the last album. They kind of put that out, tour a bit, and then adios, they went. And I also play some Dog Day, a brand new one from the band out of Halifax. I also think that maybe someone told me that the band might be also Adios. I'm not sure. Fade Out is the name of the record. Lurking Fear is the name of the song. And I also played a band from Sackville called The Mouth Breathers. Stone Soup is the name of the record. Street Sense is the name of the song that I played. Looks to be a cassette that they put out very, very recently. And then I started off the set with Thrush Hermit, which is a band that was pretty big back in the 90s, early 90s. Their record is, I played anyways, it's a Sweet Home Wrecker. North Dakota is the name of the song I played. And they put out a whole bunch of records, and they did a reunion show a couple years back, and to much applause and fantasticness. There you go, Thrush Hermit. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Yes, so in about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to play for you a rerun of when the band Shadows played in our studio back about 2 years ago. It's a lot of fun. Stick around for that. They did a very good job. Very nice young, literally very young kids, between like 17 and at the time anyways, between 17 and 18 and 19 and such. So Shadows, it's coming soon in about 10 minutes time. Now I am going to continue on with a bit more canned music, Canadian music and canned. This is the Abramson Singers. They or she, what it depends on how you figure it out, Leah is one of the driving forces of this project. She is going away for a few months into Europe and such. So here you go. Just, you can hear some Abramson Singers before she leaves town for, yeah, until, I guess, 6 months away. Will be like, by the time she comes back, it'll be like almost winter. Here we go. This is a song called Marguerite.
Marguerite, 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 please stay, God help. An ounce and a half is a noose at my back I fold so easily. A textbook case, a margin erase, the constant recording of rubber misplaced. Load my recumbent, I gotta get some mineral water.
BC Epilepsy Society presents Cindy's 5K Poker Walk. Sunday, May 26th, 8:30 a.m. at Carisdale Arena, 40th and East Boulevard. It's a 5K walk and a poker game. Every kilometer, a playing card will be handed out. At the finish line, the best poker hand wins a prize. Register at any Running Room store, online at runningroom.com, or on the day at Carisdale Arena. Sunday, May 26th at 8:30 a.m. For more information, go to bcepilepsy.com.
From July 8th through 12th, 2014, UBC's Vancouver campus plays host to the Special Olympics Canada 2014 Summer Games. The games are an exhilarating and moving event for athletes with intellectual disabilities and their families. The organizing committee for the 2014 Games is looking for volunteers. To ensure that members of the university community have the chance to participate, UBC has secured a limited number of volunteer spots for students, staff, and faculty. Visit the UBC website for the 2014 Games to learn more. Vancouver2014.ubc.ca.
Hi, my name is Carrie Sirwetnik, and I'm a former national team soccer player and founder of Why the Women's World Cup Matters. In 2015, the Women's World Cup will be coming to Canada, and this will surely be a major successful event in our country. More importantly, beyond sport, it's an opportunity for girls and women to advance in all aspects of their lives. Most people probably think girls have it made in soccer because it's so popular. However, despite girls and women representing 47% of all registered players in Canada, less than 1% earn a living as professional coaches or directors in clubs. These numbers reflect in the workplace, where women earn less than 65% wages compared to men, and only average 25% representation in politics. This needs a change. I believe the World Cup can be a catalyst to create global transformations if we all work together. Please visit our website, wwcmatters.com, to see our video with David Beckham, Christine Sinclair, and other stars expressing why the Women's World Cup matters, and find out how you can join our team and make a difference.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I've got 30 reasons for you to come back home and stick around for good. But you've got
was October Man, Mr. Mark Morissette and his friends. He was recently just in town. He is in Toronto right now visiting Vancouver this past weekend. October Man with a song called 30 Reasons from an album that came out a little while ago. He has one that came out, many albums, and he has recorded one, and very soon you'll be able to hear the new one, maybe in the summer, I'm guessing. It's going to be released sometime this year anyways. But this one that I just played was called Fortresses, the name of the album, and it came out about three years ago, I believe, October Man. And that particular song, Leah Abramson sang the background vocals in it as well, and I played her band, the Abramson Singers, earlier in the set with us from the album Late Riser. And in between, I played some Laura Barrett, who is currently in Toronto or somewhere out east, I believe. She lived in Vancouver for a short amount of time. I played something from her record Victory Garden and a song called Consumption. Laura Barrett plays a little thumb piano thing called a kalimba. Yes, that's what it's called. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM at 11 o'clock tonight. The copyright experiment. They will be on. Stick around for that. Until then, I am now going to play for you a rebroadcast of when a band called Shadows came. They played here about a year ago. They are fantastic. They play live for about 40 minutes. And this is what they sound like. Until next week, this has been, or this is still, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. As I said, stay tuned for the copyright experiment after this band, Shadows.